Today we honor Saint Hedwig. Yesterday we had the feast of Saint Teresa of Avila, Big Teresa, if you will, and we learned how she, during her life, her younger years, she actually fell into twice a period of dryness, maybe a bit of lukewarmness in her spiritual life. And the first time it was fixed by her spiritual reading. Saint Hedwig, though she never fell into a state of lukewarmness at any time, one of her great loves in life was spiritual reading. She had nothing in her home except good religious books, nothing of the world. Though she lived, she was of high dignity and rank in the world. She didn't pay attention to that stuff, as the collect of today's Mass tells us. She was married when she was only 12 years old. Back in those times, that was often done. And by the time that she and her husband, well, she was 20, he was 30, and so after 8 years of marriage, they decided to take a vow for the rest of their life to live and dedicate everything to Almighty God. During this time, Saint Hedwig, she not only took care of her children, that's how we sanctify ourselves after all, by doing our duties and doing them faithfully. So she did that first of all, but then the rest of her time, her free time, if you will, when she wasn't caring for the children, she was in works of charity and of piety. She went to Mass every day, and even two or three if she could. And then she spent a lot of time in prayer, spiritual reading, and then the acts of charity. We moderns forget that we are to spend our lives in acts of charity, looking in on the sick, taking care of the poor, etc. She did all of that herself. Well, at a certain point, her husband, Henry, had been in some sort of altercation, a battle, and the enemy, rather no, it was an invasion of the house. This man broke into the house, he was a duke, and then took Henry prisoner. And of course, Saint Hedwig, you would think, would be very worried, but no. What do you think she said? We must adore the divine decrees in sorrow and in bereavement. And she said, I hope, a true hope, I hope to see him again. Then she placed all her trust in God, went over to the Duke's place where her husband was kept prisoner, and spoke to the Duke so well that he released her husband. Shortly after the release of Henry, he became ill. Hedwig took care of him very much. And then he died. Everyone around her pitied her. She again said, we must adore the divine decrees, both in sorrow and bereavement. Not long after that, her son, her firstborn son, had died in a battle. And the same thing, the same sort of resignation was put into practice by this holy woman. You see, without spiritual reading, without meditating, contemplating the truths of God, we would never be able to do what Saint Hedwig did, to be so resigned in such heavy crosses. I mean, look at us today and what we're going through in the world. Have you found yourselves getting a little bit worried, anxious, or anything else like that? Turn to the words of God. in the Bible, in holy books, the lives of the saints. There you will find truths explained to you that will help you through the difficult times. That's the purpose of spiritual reading, after all. If you don't do that, then the rest of your spiritual life, and even your day-to-day living, the temporal things that you must do, they all suffer because you don't necessarily have within grasp the truths of the faith that will get you through. Read and read some more. That's how you'll develop this resignation to divine providence. Oh, and one last thing. St. Hedwig always cherished a devotion to Our Lady. They say that she carried around a holy image with her of Our Lady. And when she knelt down to say her prayers, it was before this image. Well, after St. Hedwig had, or when she died, she was clutching onto this picture with confidence in Our Lady, that Our Lady would bring her a good death. And she died, and she was clutching it so tightly that when the people tried to take it away after her death, they couldn't remove it, so they buried her with it. Years later, they dug up her remains, exhumed the body, and all of her flesh had been corrupt, except for the three fingers on her left hand. Those were the fingers that were clutching on to the image of Our Lady. A beautiful story, but it shows devotion to Our Lady. If you start to lose your spiritual life a little bit, or become overly concerned about what is going on in the world, put yourself under Our Lady's mantle, call upon her, and turn to your spiritual books. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.